Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Well, it was USDA crop report day today, and of course you know what that means. USDA is dangerous for your wealth, so to speak. Every single category, they could be negative on pricing. They pretty much did it. Increasing the corn yield when everybody was expecting a pretty good cut in the yield. Soybean yield was increased as well when everybody was expecting a cut. Even found 1.3 million acres of corn to use for harvestable because of silage reduction that was turned over to grain. We've seen 100,000 acre increase on beans. And then what they toyed with on acreage for winter wheat was they barely lowered it. Economics were poor last fall for planting the winter wheat crop. Many thought acreage reductions would be as much as 700,000 acres, some were as high as a million. They barely cut winter wheat acreage from year-over-year plantings. And so we've got carryouts, 350 million bushels for beans, corn, 2.2 plus billion, and the wheat carryout number also pretty strong out there, 926 million bushels. So everything under heavy pressure, 20 cents lower than from early morning highs, more than that in the case of corn. So last trade price has the March corn down 24 cents, 421 and three quarter cents. May off 23 and a quarter, 430 and a half. July down 22 and three quarters, 437 and a half. Soybeans, March contract down 16, 1046 and a half. May off 15 and a half cents, 1059, with July giving up 15 cents to 1072 and three quarters. Wheat futures down in Chicago, 8.5 cents, 508 and three quarters. That's about 20 cents off of morning highs. Kansas March wheat down 6.5 cents, 523 and three quarters. That's 21 cents lower than morning highs. On the Minneapolis side, a March contract down 12 and a half cents, 566 and a quarter. May Minneapolis down 10. We're at 577 over. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. On the livestock futures today, we are higher across the board. Box beef coming in better than expected. The choice up $1.64. Select gaining $3.17. Beef is almost beef again as the spread between choice and select is less than $2. February cattle up $1.50. $2.35.22. The April cattle gaining $1.30. $2.35.97. June up 67 cents, 230.42. In the feeder cattle, despite sharply lower corn, we'd think it'd be up a lot more than this, but we're barely any stronger than the live cattle side. Jan feeders up $1.25, 361.97. March feeders up $1.15, 335.85. April feeders up $1.02, 354.07. And let's take a look at August feeders up 62 cents, 350.50. Hogs, sharply lower. April down $1.10, 90.67, down 75 cents on June, 103.97. And the metals, new all-time highs again today, but we are well off highs of the session. Gold got to $4,640, currently $4,618, up $117. Silver's up almost $6, but there too are about a buck off the early session highs, $85.31, up $5.97, while the dollar index is off 24 cents, $98.65. Bitcoin gaining $1,350 on the January contract, $91,755, and crude oil a bit softer presently on the session. March crude oil down 7 cents a barrel at $58.87, while gasoline for March up a half a penny, $1.81. Diesel fuel is up a half a penny, $2.13 and a quarter cents. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.